From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. This November, I will celebrate 20 years as host of this program. We're starting the party a little early with a special edition of our puzzle segment today. And one man has been with me for all those years, although I rarely get to see him. Today, he's here with me and an audience in Studio 4A. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our puzzle master, Will Short. In the audience, we also have some of the personalities and staff of NPR. Daniel Shore is here. Susan Stamberg is here. And our executive editor, Dick Meyer, is here. Our show producer, Devar Ardalan, is here. Our reference librarian, Kim Oleski, is here. My weekend co-host, Scott Simon, is also here. So I'd like to welcome all of you to the audience. We're going to have our regular listener on-air puzzle in a moment, but we're going to go off script a little bit today and have some fun with our studio audience. And I'll remind you folks at home, you're invited to play along. And Will, what's the puzzle you have for our audience today?
Well, it's a little sports talk. I'm going to name two sports or names of games, and you tell me a term that's used in each of them. For example, if I said auto racing and golf, starting with the letter D, you'd say driver. Both auto racing and golf have drivers. All right, if you know the answer to this, just raise your hand. The first one is baseball and bowling, and the answer starts with S.
I'm Veronica Miller, and the answer is strike.
Good going. Excellent. Here's your next one, golf and poker, and your starting letter is C. Golf and poker.
Scott Simon, I believe you know me. Chip?
They both have chips. Nice going.
Well done.
How about ice hockey and chess? Ice hockey and chess, and your first letter is C. We're getting tougher here.
Mr. Meyer, your hand is up. Go on up to the mic and let us know.
Dick Meyer and check.
They each have checks. Oh, yes, ice hockey and chess.
You're getting all of them. I'm watching your hands going up all the time.
And here's your last one. This is a two-word answer. It's bridge and baseball. Bridge and baseball. Your starting letter is G. Two-word answer. Bridge and baseball. Starting with G.
I don't play bridge.
I'm Nancy Coughlin, and it's Grand Slam.
Grand Slam is
correct. Oh, bravo.
Guys, give yourself a hand.
Give yourself a hand. You're great. All right, now we're going to get to our radio puzzle. And Will, remind everyone of the challenge you gave last week?
Yes, it came from Craig Hamilton, who's the editor of the National Puzzlers League, which is having its convention in Baltimore this weekend. And I said, think of two terms that mean to divulge information. Write them one after the other with no spaces between the words. The result is a nine-letter word for a card that you might hold in a card game. What card is it?
Everyone's got looks of consternation in the audience. Why don't you tell us what the answer is?
Well, the two terms meaning to divulge information are sing and let on. And read those consecutively, you get singleton, which is a card you might hold.
Well, that was pretty tricky, Will. We actually only had about 300 correct entries this past week, and from those correct entries, we randomly selected winner Bob Brereton of St. Paul, Minnesota. Hi, Bob.
Leanne, hi.
How are you?
Hi, Will. I'm great, but I'll get better. Thanks for asking.
So I understand that you've been listening to the puzzle segment about as long as I've been hosting the show?
If not longer. I don't know.
And you've actually been doing Will's crosswords since they appeared in the New York Times?
I think the inaugural puzzle, and correct me if I'm wrong, was the Colors of the Rainbow puzzle, which was an absolute tour de force, and I'll probably never forget it.
Well done. How long did it take you to solve the on-air challenge?
Maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes, but it was look at it in the morning and walk away from it. And then I had to work it backwards from the card because there were just too many synonyms for to divulge. So
I've been told that your favorite words are facetiously and sequoia.
And facetious. They're great words because facetious, all the letters of the standard vowels of the alphabet in order. Facetiously incorporates the Y, which is a common enough vowel. And sequoia, which is a very pretty word with all of the standard vowels. but with a little more art behind it. So those are great words.
I'm looking at Will's face. He's getting ideas.
Well, you know, oiseau, the French word, O-I-S-E-A-U, which means
bird,
has all five vowels in just six letters.
And if you want the Spanish for the bat, the flying mammal is murciélago, and that has A-E-I-O and U. Not in order, but that's a cool word.
We got our own game going here, and we haven't even started.
Let's just skip the quizzes. I'm going to bomb that.
Yeah.
Let's talk for 10 minutes.
No. You're ready to play.
You're too kind.
All right. Well, Will, you've met Bob. Let's play.
All right, Bob, today I've brought a game of categories, and you probably know how this works. The word you're given is beach, B-E-A-C-H. I'm going to give you some categories, and for each category, name something in it, starting with each of the letters, B-E-A-C-H.
And, Bob, listen, if you're having trouble, we've got a room full of people here to help you out, okay?
Thank you very much, Leanne.
All right.
All right. Here's number one. Countries in Central and South America.
Well, we would have Bolivia.
Yes.
Do we need more?
E-A-C-N-H.
Oh, okay. Well, we have Bolivia,
yes.
Ecuador,
uh-huh.
Argentina,
uh-huh.
Colombia, yeah. And, oh boy, the H. We'd have to go to Honduras.
Honduras, that's
allowed.
The only H, and good going. Here's number two, things to eat or drink at breakfast.
Okay, things to eat, well, bacon
yes.
You could eat, eggs you could eat.
Uh-huh.
The A might hold me up here. C would be Cheerios, H would be... Haveltine? What the heck? I'm messing up. There's a chocolate that used to start with an H.
I think
ham.
Ham is good.
Yeah. And for the C, don't use a brand name. Think of something generic.
Oh, how about cherries? I had those for
cherries,
breakfast.
Cherries, okay.
Morning.
Cereal, cantaloupe, croissant, crepe, coffee cake, cream of wheat, all of those.
But
and
an
how you still strudel. Need you still need the A. Apple strudel or apple juice. Good. How about US presidents?
Okay. B Buchanan.
Uh-huh.
E will Oh, boy. We'll jump on that for a minute. Adams, of course.
Yes.
C, James Carter. H, Harrison, William Henry Harrison.
Right.
And the E, boy, oh, boy, Eisenhower.
Eisenhower, nice. How about symbols on a computer keyboard other than letters and numbers?
Oh, boy.
Symbols on a computer keyboard.
You're talking to the worst typist in the world. A for the apostrophe, C
Good.
For the colon, H for the hyphen.
Right.
B, golly, drawing a blank there right now. E, boy, I don't know.
There's two E things that are on the top row.
Escape.
Escape. Well, it's not really a symbol, but I'll give it to you. Equal sign and exclamation point.
Okay.
So you just need a B, and there's two possibilities.
Oh, boy.
That I have.
Well.
And think of something similar to a parenthesis.
Oh, boy, parenthesis. Oh, golly.
But it's
a bracket?
A bracket, yes. Also
okay.
A backslash
thanks
would
for,
work.
Thanks for the help.
And here's your last one. It's fill in the blank, red blank, and it can make a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. Red blank.
Okay. Redhead.
Redhead, yes.
Let's go to a C. Oh, boy. Red Army.
Red Army, good, yes.
Get the A out of the way.
Uh-huh. B, E, and C.
Okay. Red Brigade.
Good.
For the
B. Wow. Red Bud, Red Breast, Red Baron would also work.
Now, what are we lacking?
E and C.
Oh, boy.
For the E, think of something you might fly if you're going from, say, California to New York.
Or all red eye.
Red
special,
eye, yes.
Sir.
And you just need the C now.
Okay. Well.
Think of the opposition during the Revolutionary War.
The Red Coats.
Yeah.
Red Coats.
You guys have been a great help, and what an honor to be on your show with... Dan Shore and Susan Stomberg, and of course, Leanne and you, Will.
Well, Bob, hang on. The fun's not over yet. You're a longtime listener. You know you're going to receive lots of great things for playing our puzzle today. We have a very special guest in the studio to tell you about them. She started playing the puzzle with Will before I came along. She's the original host of Weekend Edition Sunday and mother to us all. Please welcome Susan Stomberg.
Okay, I've got the list. Go. For playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam... What if he wants the 10th? Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. So, Bob, what do you think?
I think it's worth the prizes even to have gotten every answer wrong. It's just
Well, you're a real good sport, and we want you to stay with us just a little longer, because this is usually the point in the puzzle where Will gives us the challenge for next week. But we have another surprise up our sleeve. We have someone very special that's sitting in the audience. We haven't told anyone about yet. I'll just say we are in the presence of royalty. I'll give you some hints and see if you can figure it out. He starred in dramatic movies like American History X. He's been in the comedy Up in Smoke. He also narrated for National Geographic. He's hosted radio programs and starred in the play Frost Nixon. And he is currently playing the lead in King Lear at the Shakespeare Theater Company here in D.C. I'd like you all to please welcome Stacy Keach.
Hello there.
Your
Hello
Majesty, there. Thank you so much
well, thank
for coming
you for
today.
Inviting me.
This is great. I did get to see your performance at the Washington Shakespeare Theater of King Lear,
great.
I must say you're remarkable in it.
Well,
and
thank
it's
you.
A real pleasure to meet you off stage.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I must say it's a great pleasure to meet Will Short, because you were my dear mother's hero. She was an avid crossword puzzle doer, and she would always come to me and ask me for clues, and of course I didn't have a clue to most of those wonderful things. But anyway, it's a great honor to meet
Thank you.
All
likewise.
All right, Mr. Keach, if you wouldn't mind, would you give the challenge that everyone will work on during the next week?
First of all, I'd like to congratulate Will Shorts and Leanne Hansen on 20 wonderful years of puzzling puzzles. And this week's challenge comes from listener Ben Bass of Chicago. A few weeks ago, we had a puzzle, write the name Kevin Klein, pointing out that when the name is written in capital letters, it consists of 13 straight lines, no curves. And we ask you also to name another celebrity whose first and last names also have 5 letters in which each name consists of 14 straight lines. The answer was Vanna White. So, here's the challenge. Name a genre of music in 2 5-letter words, each word consisting of exactly 15 straight lines and no curves. Again, name a genre of music in 2 5-letter words consisting of exactly 15 straight lines.
Thank you, Mr. Keach, and stay with us while I let our listeners know how to enter the puzzle for next week. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And before we conclude our special anniversary edition of the puzzle, and I'm sure we'll have a few more, we wanted to see if Bob, you're still there, yes?
I'm still here, Leanne.
Any questions for Will or,
sure.
or Stacey? Go ahead.
Will another university issue a second enigmatology degree, or is Will still the only one in the country who has that special degree?
Yeah, I'm the only person in the world ever to get a college degree in enigmatology.
Didn't want to sell you short. That was I read your bio before I got on there, and that was pretty terrific stuff.
All right. And in our audience, anyone? Kimberly Adams, one of our staff members, has a question.
Hi. I was wondering how the puzzle got started.
Well, Susan was the original host of Weekend Edition Sunday, and I understand her idea was that this program should be the radio equivalent of a Sunday newspaper. And we all know one of the most popular parts of a Sunday newspaper is the puzzle, in particular a crossword. And I came up with this format of asking quick teasers with originally just Susan.
It
and then
was
with
just me. Hi, this is Susan. And you put the question, and I said, And when I left after about 2.5 years, somebody, I think it was you and maybe Bob Molesky, your then producer, who said, let's get our listeners involved in all of this. Come on, let them play it. So the world was saved from all the Either that or you edit them out for this. Just one addition, because it was wonderful fun putting this program on the air. And I'm so proud of 3 major contributions that I made to it. One
Will Shorts coming on to our air for the first time. Two, the Car Guys, who got their start on Weekend Edition Sunday. And three, lobbying for Leanne Hansen to take over as host. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Well, you know you were my mentor when I was a production assistant on All Things Considered, and I knew if I could write an introduction that you wouldn't change, I had done a good job. You're sitting right next to Daniel Shore, and I'd love to have him say a few words.
Yeah, may I say this? First of all, I find that what you do is awesome. What's awesome about it is somebody else would run out of ideas. I have one message for you, though, and I've waited many, many years to say this. Several years ago, in the New York Times crossword puzzle, daily crossword puzzle, I was the answer. I know many ways to think of reaching some height in your lifetime, and I've had a few things here and there, some good, some bad, but of all the things that ever happened to me, to be enshrined in a New York Times crossword puzzle, that did it. I thank you.
Brent, yes, our summer intern Brent, who has handled a lot of the logistics today.
A lot of the logistics. I have a question for you, Mr. Keach. You have a very broad acting career, and now you can add the puzzle segment to your...
Yes, indeed, and I'm very
illustrious
proud.
Resume. What do you think you might try next?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is go back and get the crossword puzzle and see if I can do it again, or see if I can do it at all, because I shared Mr. Shore's sentiments. I think awards are wonderful for celebrities, but to be a clue or an answer in the New York Times crossword puzzle, my mom said, "You finally made it, son."
It's true. And that's it for our puzzle celebration. I want to thank Susan Stamberg so much for reading the puzzle prizes today and for everything. Dan Shore, again, for everything. Stacy Keach for giving the challenge. And Bob, I know you're still there. Bob,
yes, I am,
Brereton in St. Paul. Tell us what member station you listen to.
I was waiting to tell you, and it's in St. Paul at KNOW 91.1 FM. Great station.
Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
And the whole crew at NPR for being here to celebrate my 20th year as host of Weekend Edition. And finally to Will Shorts for driving down from Baltimore, where he's running the National Puzzlers League convention, to be with us. Will, it's always a pleasure to see you.
So much fun. Thank you, Leanne.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.